The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so now we are theoretically doing the third parak in Hilchos Malachim about the king's special mitzvahs, but we actually first have to read the mitzvah that it's in reference to, which is the king's mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah, and that's in Sefer Ava. Yes, so that's what we're doing first. Yeah, so Sefer Ava, Hilchos Tefillin, and Mezuzah of the Sefer Torah, Halacha Aleph and Beis, I think we need to do. Do we read it in the Sefer Mitzvos? Should we or did we? We did not do it yet. We probably should. But, okay, fine. So let me just pause this for 1 second. I forgot if I said the trick, but there's a trick now, which is on with the Yad Pshuta. If you go to the Koseris and you go to the Yad Pshuta, he'll quote the Sefer Mitzvos for each of the Mitzvos. Yeah, so I think he does this. He better. Okay, so yeah, let's see here. Uh-oh, it's looking like not. Wait, yeah?
Ron, just like your control off of some keywords.
Oh, hold on a second. Hamitzvah ha-shmona esrei ha-tivush nitzavim shihei l'chol zachar mimeno sefer Torah la'atmo. So the, what number was that? 18th? Shmona esrei. Yes, that's what we call 18. Okay, is that the commandment for each male to have a sefer Torah for himself. It's funny he says that he should have shihei l'chol zachar mimeno sefer Torah la'atmo. Vim kasvo biyado harizim meshuvah. If he wrote it, then that's meshuvah. I always thought it was that the mitzvah is to write it, but then like if you got it through some other means, then that's like acceptable, you know. But he seems to be saying that it's the baseline is have one, and then meshubach is you write one. V'hu adif, and that's better. Okay. V'kamosh amru kasvu ksavo. Oh, kasvo male alav kasvo ilu kiblu mehar sinai. Okay, so what's the virtue? Is if you write the Sefer Torah yourself, then the Torah considers it as though you received it from Sinai. V'im iefshar lo lichtov chayev lechasvo chayev hu al kolpanim liknoso o yimsor shiftaven olo. So if you cannot write it, then you're chayev in any event to purchase it or to yimsor shiftaven olo.
Commission
said that's the word I was looking for. Commission someone to write it. V'hu amru kasvu kisvu l'chem es hashir hazo. So the pasuk so the source of this, according to the Rambam, is write this shira, which refers to ha'azino. And he says l'fisha asur lichtov es ha'torah parshios parshios. But since it's asur to write the Torah in just individual parshios, ella kavnaso b'amro es hashira kol ha'torah ha'kolel es hashir hazo. So really, the Torah book stops saying, write this Shira, but in order to do that, you got to write the whole Torah. Hold on a second. V'lashon Gemara Sanhedrin, Amar Rava, Afal Pishi Hinicha, I was just finishing. Afal Pishi Hinicha Lo La'adam Avosav Sefer Torah, Mitzvah L'chas V'mishalav. Even if you inherit a Sefer Torah, it's mitzvah to write your own. Shnei Merav Ata Kitzvu L'chem Es HaShira Azos. As it says, write for me this Shira. It does imply that, right? Yeah, I mean, so which is what I thought, you know. But you know, he started off that way. And I think in the Mishnah Torah itself, in the Halachos, he does say that. We'll see. Osive Abaye Kosev Lo Sefer Torah Lishma. Oh, sorry, Lishmo Kdei Shlo Yisgae Bishalavosav. Melech in Hedyot Lo. Okay, so Abaye objects and says he should write for himself a Sefer Torah in his name. I assume that means like for himself, so that he doesn't become haughty with that of his father's.
Oh, meaning technically waking up in the mitzvah, but there's some other.
Yeah, so the drush is melech in hedyot lo. For melech, that's true, that the melech has to write his own, but for an ordinary person, he doesn't have to do that. But ha'tshuva, and the answer is hasam lo nitzrucha ela l'shtei toros. That's only needed for two toros. K'dichtanya, V'kasav lo es mishnei ha-Torah shtei toros. That's for the king's mitzvah to write a duplicate of the Torah. That's two toros. Klomar she'achiluk bein melech v'hedyot who shekol adam chayev lichtov sefer Torah echad. Every person is obligated to write one sefer Torah. V'hamelech shtei sefer toros. Kinga has to write two. U'kmosh nisbar b'sheni disenhedrin. U'kvar nisbar u'dinim k'siva sefer Torah. Okay, fine. He says where you can find it. Yeah. What did he say? Yeah.
So, I don't know.
The Shira?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, his point is really just to write
Right. Right. That's a good question.
If it comes in the writer and says to write no tabraha, and it can't mean only write no tabraha, yet write everything, well, why can't you say that when it says write no tabraha, it meant there's an exception
for only write no tabraha? Okay, so let me make sure. I just want to look at the pasuk. The pasuk is Devarim Lamed Aleph Yud Tes. V'ata kisvu lechem es hashir hazos v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael simach b'fihem. L'man tihi li hashir hazos l'eid b'v'nei Yisrael. So write for yourselves this shira, which is hazino, and teach it to b'nei Yisrael. Place it in their mouths in order that this shira should be for me. That's weird. It should be for me. A testimony among B'nai Israel. Yeah, so let's look at the Torah Tamima on that and see if he addresses your question. Kisvu lechem, this is in the Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rabba, Afa Pishi Nichlo Avosa Adam Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo. Shnemar Vyata Kisvu lechem es Hashira Hazos. Hashira. Okay, so what does he say? Torah Tamima says, Hamafarshim Pishu B'tam Hadrasha Lechem Mishalachem. So they get it from lachem, meaning from yours. Kmo ba'alma, like in general. Aval be'emes, in svar aklal, shirushas avos lo yiyeh nekra mishalachem. But there's no reason why inheriting from your father should not be considered yours. V'halo bavada hayoresh esrog yotebo. Right? Right. Well, that's where everyone knows the din of lachem from. If you inherit an esrog, then that is, that's your yote lachem. Af deba'inan be'y mishalachem, umay shana sefer Torah. So there's another kavanah in this mitzvah. Behind you should beduk amru chazal mitzvah lichtov lo lignos. Chazal say specifically it's mitzvah to write and not to buy. Mishum dimi ikar hamitzvah hu she is rabu hasfarim ba'olam. So that's a chiddush. That the ikar of the mitzvah is so that there should increase the number of sfarim in the world. Mipnei she'ayde zeh yagdil Torah, because that will cause the Torah to grow. Ukmo shekasav b'bava basra yudalat aman aleph kasav rabbi ami. Dalad mea sifrei Torah. I assume that's Dalad. 400 sifrei Torah. Kadesh yispashtu. Oh, so Kasav Rab Ami Dalad mea sifrei Torah. That's a lot. He wrote 400 sifrei Torah. Yeah.
Who's supposed to buy them now?
I guess the people. I mean, because there are going to be people who can't do it on their own. Who can't like write one on their own. So we will. Yeah. Or let's say like if they make. I guess if you're making a shul. And we have to remember also that people, you know, needed Sifrei Torah for learning purposes as well, right?
It's been more, but even if it's for yourself.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Why is only Zatar? This doesn't sound like a Zman Brahma thing.
That's a good question also. Why? Yeah, that's a good question. We'll see if the Torah Tamim brings down a drasha for that. So anyway, so Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah Kadeshis Pashtabalim so that they would spread in the world. Ayin Bava Metzia. All that is only for writing Sefer Torah. Misrabi Sefer Torah Bolam. That will cause the Sefer Torah to multiply. But if you buy, you're not increasing. Sefer was already in the world. Move on a diverse Esrog lo shayachta. And this has nothing to do with Esrog. Dahasam hamitzvah hi rak halakicha v'lo hariboy. All right, so that's a chiddush, I think, right? That it's almost like a tam hamitzvah, but he's using this to explain the halacha of why lechatchila you have to write a sefer Torah. V'hinei yisbayer lefized afal pi dekai melan shagam makoni sefer Torah yotei de mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah. Even though, according to this, even though it's the guy who buys a sefer Torah, your yote, im magia bodavar, if he makes some correction, or that's the other thing also, is you could just like make a little, like a letter or a correction, and then your yotze the mitzvah. Ach zehu rak bakone mi sofer stam hakosiv l'mechir. That's only if you're buying it from a sofer of sifrei Torah tefillin and mezuzos that is writing it for sale. Mash enkein hakone mi bal habayis inu makayim mitzvazo b'taklisa. That's interesting. He's saying like this. He's saying that the shita or the halacha, I don't know if this is disputed, that if you write one sefer, one os, you know, or you make one correction, you're mekayim the mitzvah, because my understanding of that is if it's a sefer Torah that's pasul, then by writing that letter, you're writing a Sefer Torah because you're bringing the Chafetz Chaim Mitzvah into existence. So he's saying that to get the L'chat Chila of Ksiva, that's only if you commissioned a Sefer Torah to be written for you and you do it on that Sefer Torah. But if you're just buying it from some other guy who just has a Sefer Torah, then you're not yotze this din of ksiva l'chat chila, because even though you're making the Sefer Torah, you're not increasing the Sefer Torah in the world. Whereas if you're like, you know, assisting the sofer in it, so to speak, then you are increasing it. That's a chiddush. Wow, this is not why you learn the Torah Tamima, but this is what you're hoping for when you learn the Torah Tamima, that, you know, like, okay, let me just give a little Torah Tamima spiel for a second, okay? So the job of the Torah Tamima is to bring down all of, not all, the important drashos, either halachic or gadic, on the psukim, and to organize them in one place to make Torah Shvitzav and Torah Shvall Peh accessible in one place. The footnotes on the Torah Tamima, the kind that I don't like as much is when he just explains what the drasha is hooked onto, like, or the rationale of the reasoning in the limud, how this is an anomaly or how this is an extra word. What I'm always hoping for in the Torah Tamima is you get actual insight into the halachos or the ideas. And that's where that's where the goal's at. Yeah. Okay. V'chein, and he goes on. Okay. I guess this is Torah Tamima begins today. We read Rama. V'chein Yischayev. Yeah. Lefizem b'mash kasuf haposkim sham de bizman hazeh yotim etos k'siva sifrei Torah gam b'kinyan hachumashim. Okay. So that's the shita that I think many of us knowing or not knowing rely on. That bizman hazeh, you can be yotze this mitzvah by buying chumashim. And I think the rush hold, you can even through buying svarim, like just stam svarim.
I'm not saying that.
Doesn't what?
Anyone else say
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure people will pass him based on the rush. Dezehu rak bekone mi madfis. Oh, wow. So he's qualifying. He's saying that's only if you buy from the publisher, because he's extending the din of ksiva sefer Torah from that. Mash enkin bekone mi baal bayis ukumavor. I'm not going to tell my friend who likes buying used farm.
I'm saying that from the high, meaning single hold, then a mitzvah
to produce more farm.
Yeah.
But if you're just buying from people things that are already printed, you're not really being Ma'adil Torah. Yeah.
You're saying you're field of writing?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. We should look up the halakha l'maisa in a second.
I guess the sofer is like writing thing, then once you purchase it and bring it.
So that I think you're yotzei l'chat chila, right? If you go to a sofer and say, write me a sefer Torah, and then you write the last thingy, that's l'chat chila for ksiva. Are you asking about the buying chumashim?
He's writing them. Yeah. He has like 20.
Right.
You buy them.
So right. So I don't know, but it's mashma to me that you still are yotzei l'chat chila because, from buying from him, like he's not going to be able to make them if no one's buying them. Like, he's making them for customers. Yeah. I know we're all over the place right now, but I just want to look up the rush. So let's see. Shulchan, let's go to the tour.
I just want to add more call. You can go on.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks. Mitzvahs asay. Okay. Let's look up the rush. Oop, rush. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course, it's going to be in the Torah. I don't know why I'm looking at the Bezios. Because the Torah's father was the rush. Because of Adoni Avia Rosh Zal, actually, let's read from, no, that's good. Shezeh lo nemar ela ledoros harishonim. Shayu kosim sifrei Torah v'lomnim ba. This is only for the early generations who bought sifrei Torah, sorry, who wrote sifrei Torah and learned from them. Avaha idna, but now, shekosim sifrei Torah uminichem oso bebeis haknesses, likros behem barabim, where we write sifrei Torah for the shul, and read in them for the rabbin. Mitzvah to say, "Al kol Yisrael asher yado maseches lichtov chumashe haTorah u'mishna u'gemara u'pirushim lahagos behen hu ubanav." So he's saying the mitzvah is for anyone who is able to write chumashim, mishna, gemara, pirushim, and to, I think lahagos here is to think. It's like to learn in them. I don't think he means to correct them. He and his children. Actually, you know what we should look at? We should look at the Aruch Shulchan, who's going to bring down the Halacha. Oh, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Aruch Shulchan brings on everybody. Kasvu harash vatur shalom ne'amar ela l'doros harishonim shayu kosim sefer Torah v'lom diba v'ha'ina shekosim sefer Torah u'menichin oso b'beis ha'knesses likros b'avramim mitzvah sasei al ko Yisrael shir yadam esegas liktov chumash Torah mishnah gemara pirushen l'hagos b'hen u'banav ki mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah hu k'dei l'ilmod ba. So that's a different reasoning, saying the mitzvah of writing sefer Torah is to learn from, not to multiply the sefer Torah in Yisrael. T'ksiv v'limda v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem. The Torah says, the pasuk says, to teach it to b'nei Yisrael. V'ayde ha-gemara u'pirusha yeda pirush ha-mitzvos v'hadinin al burian. And through the gemara and the pirushim, you're going to learn the explanation of the mitzvah and the laws clearly. V'lachin heim heim ha-sfarim sha'adam mitzuvah l'chosvan. They are the ones who a person is obligated to write. V'gam shalo l'mochran, and to not sell. Im lo l'ilmo Torah v'lisa'isha, unless you are doing it to learn Torah to marry, to get married, akan lashonam. I mean, that's for a Sefer Torah itself. You're not allowed, the only reason you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah is in order to learn Torah or to get married. Okay, which I think we did last year at some point. We read that halacha. So that's quoting him. Now he says like this, Yishu pirushu b'kavanasam de'in kavanasam lift Torah b'zman hazem iksiva Sefer Torah. So some explain that he's not being poteras from writing a Sefer Torah. Ela kavanasam da'ata yish gam mitzvos elo. That's how I learned it, that it's not, he's not getting rid of the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. He's saying, we can rely on this. We can do this now. De'heach nizbatal mitzvos se shal ve'ata kisru l'chan esu zos. I can even mivatal that I say. V'raya brura lezeh she'ein ksiva Sefer Torah mipnei ha'limud. Shari amrinim v'gemara da'af al pi she'inich lo avosav mitzvah lichtov mishlo. The raya that the mitzvah is not just to learn with is because the Gemara says that even if your fathers leave you one, then the mitzvah is to write your own. And if the mitzvah was just to learn from, you have one already, you know? V'im ikra mitzvah hu mipnei halimud, har yesh lo b'mei lilmud. Alavadai shezehu mitzvah bifnei at, but this is certainly a mitzvah on its own. V'ish omrim de'inokei. And some say it's not the case, that that's not what they meant, but k'nasam liftor ha'inna miksiva sefer Torah. Some say that you actually, that they actually are, the Rosh and the Torah actually puttering you from writing sefer Torah. The ikra mitzvah hu mipnei ha'limud. The ikra mitzvah is because of the limud. V'ata in lom v'misifrei Torah, ela michumashim u'mishnazu gemara. That's the drisha and the shach. I did not know that. Yeah.
If I only have a moral of an area, and I don't write a Sefer Torah, my only
Gemara. If you have Gemara and Chumashim,
I wrote those.
If you wrote those in your Yote, and you don't have to write the
you're not according to the first
sheet. No, not according to the first sheet, according to the second sheet.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, according to the second sheet. No. Sorry. Let me just state the two sheetas again. Right. So according to the first sheet, then you may fulfill this mitzvah through writing, right? And if you already have them, it still is a mitzvah to write either a Sefer Torah or to write Chumashim and Gemaras. If you don't have anything,
then I write a whole mitzvah.
Then you're Yotze.
I don't need to write a whole Sefer Torah.
You don't need to write a whole Sefer Torah. You can write.
So then
the second Shita holds that there is no mitzvah of writing a full Sefer Torah today.
If I did write a whole Sefer Torah,
that's why it's such a big chiddush, right? Yeah, that's a big chiddush. Okay, now let's see what the Aruch Shulchan says. Loshen harosh v'atur mashma lahedya kain. So he seems to go with the second one. De'im kipirsha rishon. If it was like the first pirush, havale lomar deha'ina yish gam mitzvah b'mishnah uv gemara. Okay, right. And the actual lashon of the tour was he's saying the mitzvah is to do this. So the pasuk openly says that the mitzvah is in order to learn from it. They also include their words by saying, these are the svarim that a person is commanded to write. So it sounds like they are replacing the mitzvah of the Sefer Torah itself. D'mavur lahedya d'rak heim mitzvah v'lo Sefer Torah. It implies that only chumashim and books are the mitzvah, not the Sefer Torah. U'kadivir harash v'atur kasav rabina yiruham b'shem ha'ga'onim ayin sham. Okay, other support. Amna mimash amru b'gemara d'lo mahani mashi yinich lo avosav. So what about the fact that the Gemara says that it's not enough to use what your father's left you. Havi kushya gedola al divrei, and that's a big kushya. Ach bemes kishin nedakdek bezeh ein kan kushya klal, but it's not really a kushya if you look carefully. Why? Devadei mikramalehu de tachlis haksivuhu kdei lilmod lilamed. Sorry, that the purpose of it's open mikra. That the purpose of the ksiva is to teach. Kedichsiv v'limda v'gomer. It says you should teach. Elasha Torah gazra shub atzmo tzarech lichto mashet tzarech lilmod. The Torah itself decrees that you should write what you are learning. V'lachin ha'edna gamkein tzarech lichtos ba'atmo mishnayos v'gomara. So he's just saying it's there's a kasuv. The Torah says you should produce the thing that you're learning from, and that's the thing. Okay, hold on. Let's one more. If you have to leave, you can leave. Amnam nira. I just want to finish this part today. Amnam nira lanius daiti degam leze ein anotrikim. But we don't even need that. Dememes harosh vatur lohi view klam nemra zo de af al pishi nichlo avosav mitzvah lichsov mishalal. So they don't even bring down the halacha, the tour and the rush. They don't bring down the halacha of if your father's left you a sefer Torah, then you have to write your own. Ein sham v'habach nizchak b'zeh. Venerly, Shapirshu Pirsh Akhar Bazaar. They have a different explanation. The Haki is a Bazanhedrin, Amaraba, Afopishi Nihuli, Isive Abaye, Vikosev Lo Sefer Torah, Lishmo. This is what we read in the Ramam. Shlo Yisnae. He said Yisgai. Okay, maybe it's different gears. I was Bishal Akhirim. Melech in Hedyot Lo. Lotzricha, Lishte Torahs, Vikolei Einsham. Veino Muvan, to Im Hakushia, who rock Masha Ino Yote Bishal Aviv, my Kamatarets, Lotzricha, Lishte Torahs. So if the only question was, how can he say that he's not Yotze with his father, with his father's thing, why does the Gemara answer by saying this is only needed for two toros? Umabaka, who cares? Hashtei toros b'melech k'suva k'tora achas b'hedyot. The king's two toras are like the hedyot's one Torah. Valkati mashma melech in hedyot lo. And it still is implied king yes, hedyot no. Okay, I didn't follow that entire thing. I just want to see where he's going, and then we could always go back. Nearly the Abaye Shnei Kushyos Makshe. Abaye is asking two questions. De Be'emes Zulas Memrazo De Rabba Lo Matzino B'Shashi He Chiyuv Al Kol Echa Lichtov Sefer Torah. Without this statement of Rabba, then we don't find in Shas any Chiyuv on any person to write a Sefer Torah. Tehach De Menachos Shehevanu Halokeach Sefer Torah Min Hashuk Hava Kechotev Mitzvah. That's interesting. There's a Gemara Menachos that says if you buy a Sefer Torah from the market, it's like you're snatching a mitzvah. I don't know if that's good or bad. It sounds bad. Kisvu, kasvo k'ilu kibla mehar Sinai. And if you wrote it, it's like you got it from Sinai. Lumavur sham shiyesh chiyuv b'zeh ela shiyesh sachar azeh. The only thing that is implied there is that you're obligated if you can pay for it. Shari ikra mitzvah hu mikra d'v'ata kisvu lechem. Ve'inu muva zeh b'menachos sham. V'lachin Abaye Makshi B'shtayim. Abaye is asking two questions. Melech in Hedyot Lo, Klomer Davka Melech Mitzvah B'ksiva Sefer Torah V'lo Hedyot. So Abaye is saying that only the king is obligated to write the Torah, but the Hedyot is not. V'koshkin Shehedyot Yotze B'shal Achayim. The Hedyot can definitely be Yotze from other people. U'lezeh Mitarit L'shte Torahs, Ikar D'kushya. So the Shte Torah's answer is going on the original question. She'ina Hedyot Mitzvah Klal B'ksiva Sefer Torah. Lizeh, that the Hedyot is not obligated to write a Sefer Torah. Lizeh, Mitarit to L'olam HaHedyot Mitzuvah, Raka Melech Mitzuvah B'shtei Toros. So his answer is the Hedyot is obligated to write it, and the king's obligated to write too. V'al zeh sheninu, v'kosev lo Sefer Torah l'shmo. That's why we say you should write a Sefer Torah for yourself. V'al ma sha'amar abraba, sha'afa pishi nichlo avosa mitzvah l'kasva mishalo, ifrich mihabraisa, derak melech lo yisna'e b'shal acherim v'lo Hedyot, v'lchen hishmitu zeh. I did not follow that. Is this going to go on forever? Yeah. Okay. We should stop now, though. Okay. Well, we're in the middle. What I want to find out tomorrow, let's just make this our mission for tomorrow. I want to find out what the Aruch HaShulchan holds la halacha from the Rush. And I want to find out if the Aruch HaShulchan agrees with the Tor Tamima, who is his uncle. No, or is it the other way around? Yechiel. Yechiel Michal Epstein is, I always forget which one's which. Yechiel Michal Epstein is Baruch. Wait, is
it was one of his children?
One of his children, yeah, but is that? It was one of his children. Oh, he was the son. Oh, fine. Okay. So presumably the Torah Tamima is going to agree with his father. So I just want to see that inside in the Aruch HaShulchan is, does he hold that you're only yotze on the Sfarim Bank Shita if you buy them from the publisher. Like if you like, you know, like, and not just go to a Sfarim store.
Third party isn't the same. Because they bought it already?
Yeah, they bought it already, yeah. Because that's a big nafkamina. Because I always heard that if you just buy Sfarim, then that's like a key in this mitzvah. But this is a different thing. Okay, so let's make that our goal for tomorrow, and then we'll go back to the king stuff. Okay, fun.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.